actually being able to like hold face and admit if you are losing the grip of something.
Right.
Then just admit it and just say, hey, I would like some help.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am still in Iceland. I'm in Reykjavik right now. So excited to be at Icelandic Startups at the Hub. As I was mentioning in an episode, this is the first building that had internet in all of Iceland, which is just like crazy, especially because I need internet here. And they're like, we can help you out. I think it is great that we're about to have a conversation with Etta. Am I saying it right?
Etta? Yeah, Etta.
And she is the project manager at Icelandic Startups. And we're going to have a great convo about tech.
Yeah.
So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Yeah. So my name is Etta Konradsdóttir and I'm a project manager at Icelandic Startups. I'm actually the project manager of the Golden Egg Business Plan Competition. That's like kind of my project here.
And what is that?
So that's basically a business plan competition. It's very much like MIT's 100K and Venture Cup in the Nordics. So basically everyone can apply. There's no limit, no cost. We aim at university students. This is like idea stage, like the project that we have for idea stage startups. So we have like innovation committees in the universities, which help us promote startups, and university students know that they can get help from us at no cost or anything. They can always book like a meeting here.
So
and
cool.
Just come meet us.
And when did you get involved with Icelandic Startups?
Just a little over a year ago. So I was studying international business, actually, yeah, in the University of Iceland. And I volunteered at a conference called Slush Play, which was the first Slush Play Icelandic Startups was hosting.
And is it part of Slush Finland?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's like, but it focuses on VR and gaming. So yeah, that was like the first my step into like the startup world in Iceland, and I loved it. And then this conference was over and I was just like, yeah, I really like that. And then I just finished my school, and that fall I started working here.
And what is your favorite thing about your job?
My favorite thing about the job is that I control what I do. You know, before I started working here, I was working in bookkeeping.
That's totally different.
And, yeah, that's like every
very
day is
quiet.
The same.
Yeah.
And you're just typing in the same numbers over and over again.
Not saying that that's not incredibly valuable. But
that's incredibly valuable, but I found out that it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want every day to be the same. And, you know, that's basically what I love about it, that I have freedom. And, you know, I'm always learning something new and I'm pushing myself. My first project here was to like organize a trip to Slush, actually,
right,
to Helsinki,
yeah,
and to contact some cool Icelandic startups and take them with us. So
how cool!
That was like a great first project.
Oh my gosh, I wish somebody would do that in LA.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Slush was an amazing life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it's funny, I used to travel around and I lost it with a black Slush sweatshirt.
Oh.
Like that's the only sweatshirt I had,
aww,
but I left it somewhere. I will get it back somehow. And what would you say you've learned about achieving your dreams? Like through you've been on the journey of being a student and then graduating. You've graduated, right?
Yeah.
And then graduating and exploring like different industries, and now you're working in a job that you feel really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Through that journey, what's the kind of mentality you had in achieving your dreams?
You know, I think the funny thing about it is that I don't know what I want to be, you know, and I feel like just like every day I'm learning something new.
Right.
And that's a part of like achieving my dream. So, you know, I feel like every day, you know, I'm pushing myself. Like today I was hosting this event and I was moderating a panel for the first time. And I was like, yeah, this is a step closer to something that I want to be, you know.
Totally.
I want to be someone who speaks publicly. I want to be someone who controls what I do. And that's just something I'm finding out every day. You know, yesterday I didn't know I wanted to do that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So what I love is that I control what I do. I can work everywhere, you know, from everywhere. And, you know, I get to travel, you know, when I was planning these trips. And so I'm still finding out, like, what my dreams are. But, it's... Like every day I'm getting closer to something, but I still don't know what I want to be
when you grow up. Yeah. I sometimes say life is like a big buffet.
Yeah.
And we should
it is.
Taste all sorts of things to know what we like and what we don't like and to move forward with. Then in a way it's kind of, you know, a lot of people say there should be more women in tech, and that people say that all the time. And putting statistics aside, I think human beings should just really do more of what they enjoy and gravitate towards professions and activities that make them feel fulfilled. And if you don't know that the world of tech exists because you haven't had an opportunity to taste it, to know what it's about, then it's hard. You're never going to pursue it. So my MO in like creating the show is just like, here's this world that exists.
Yeah.
It's a way for you to kind of taste it, experience it, definitely dive in more with the resources you find out.
Yeah.
And if it's for you, awesome. And if it's not for you, that's totally fine too.
Yeah.
But it's just a way for you to become exposed.
Yeah.
And see that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Because so many people, hearing how you kind of just like dived in, not knowing what a unicorn was in the tech world, and you're like... It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you overcome challenges? Like, how do you get past your fears?
Oh, that's a good question, because, you know, I probably had like a great deal of like imposter syndrome. I was like, oh, they know that I don't know anything and I can't do this. And, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, I meditate when I'm really stressed and scared, and that kind of calms me down. And my New Year's resolution was to love myself more.
So, I love that.
Yeah. So that's a part of it, too. So last night when I was really stressed and I was writing an article for the paper.
Yeah.
And like a newspaper in Iceland.
Yeah.
The biggest newspaper. And I was like planning this moderation of the panel. And I was just like freaking out. And then I was just like, but someone wanted me to do this, so that must mean that I can do this. And, you know, I just try to be good to myself and not, you know, just tear me down.
Yeah.
And I ended up actually just writing about that in the article, which was just really good because then I felt better afterwards.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I had a similar thing where why I'm traveling, it's like to look in the mirror and like say, you know, you're worth it. You deserve to be loved. It just sounds a little cheesy saying it out loud.
But it does,
so important.
It helps.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And what's one first step you would give to someone about how to become a great project manager?
You know, what I've learned, I mean, I haven't studied anything about project management. I've just learned it, like, in this 1 year that I've been working here. It's that when you're in a good team.
Right.
And you feel like someone has got your back, that's, like, the first part. Then you're not freaking completely out.
Right.
Then it's not on you. You always have your safety net. And then just, like, planning, like I'm married to my calendar and you know, I use all sorts of, like, I use you know, stuff like Asana and Slack and all that stuff, but in the end I always figure out that I always remember things the best if I just write them down the old-fashioned way. So I'm a big like fan of post-its. You know, I think just kind of staying positive and happy and not go into that, you know, when you're stressed that you are not able to communicate with people.
Right.
You know, there's a word for this in Icelandic, so I'm trying to talk around it because I don't know how to translate it. But it's like kind of staying calm through the situation and, you know, actually being able to like hold face and admit if you are losing the grip of something.
Right.
Then just admit it and just say, hey, I would like some help, you know. That's kind of my biggest flaw, is that I'm always like, no, I'll do it. And I forget to like ask people for help, you know.
Yeah. So. And there's actually a lot of strength in asking for support.
Yeah, it is.
It's not weak. Yeah. It's strong. Yeah.
It is. That's cool. So that's what my two cents about project management. I really know. It's just I'm still learning. So
I love it. Yeah. How can people connect with you?
I'm on Twitter. I actually tweet on Icelandic, but it's Edda Kon, EDDAKON. It's much easier than my whole name.
And so that's you on Twitter.
That's me on Twitter.
And then what's Icelandic Startups on Twitter?
Icelandic Startups on Twitter are Iceland Startups. So that's in English. That's more relatable.
Awesome.
For the English speaking.
Awesome. And where can people find out more about Icelandic Startups?
We have a website, IcelandicStartups.com, and yeah, on Twitter, and yeah, that's basically where they should look.
Awesome. Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. I know, this has been so cool. You guys, like, Iceland is, wow. This is a must, and I've been here so short, and I'm already so just happy to be here. And I can't wait to explore the community more. I'm excited for our Women in Tech stuff coming up. Like, yeah, where they put together a Women in Tech, actually Paula Gould, who's like so rad. I hope, Paula, that I'm pronouncing your last name right. Do you know Paula?
Yeah, I know her, I think.
Am I saying her last name right?
So.
Gould, yeah.
Gold.
She put together a Women in Tech meetup for us this week. And so I'm just like dying to meet everybody else in the community here. I'll tell you guys how to like check out Paula as well. So it's just PAULAGOULD. And so check out Paula there. And I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. If you want to connect with more amazing women in tech, go to womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight to the Facebook page. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group. Apologies. And yeah, bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.